shall we? Are we at war? Are we? What's our world like? What's our world like? We've got war over in Afghanistan. We've got ISIS. We even had our terror threat lifted up in Australia. What's our communities like? Damage. We've got people hurting. We've got welfare. We've got welfare ministries, which we do great at. What's our homes like? What's the homes of our communities like? Most importantly, when we're at war, who's our enemy? Do we know our enemy? It's so big to know our enemy. Green Day even wrote a song, and it's called Do You Know Your Enemy? And if a punk band are thinking, who's our enemy? Do you think we need to know our enemy? Who is our enemy? It says in John 10, verse 10, first part is, the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. I should have picked a bit of bigger thing to read. But where has the enemy killed us? What has the enemy killed in us? Has he killed our hope? Some people, he has. What has the enemy stolen from us? Faith? There's some people where our faith has been stolen. And there's some lives that have been destroyed by the enemy. But where do we go to battle? We've got our schools, which has broken relationships. Broken friends change from this to that, to this to that. Relationships end like that. Friendships who've been around for a long time end like that. We've got families, family breakdowns. Some kids have to go through their parents divorcing, which is not fun. We've got friends, as I said earlier, our work. Can we go to battle in our work? There you go. In our street ministries, how can we go to battle in our street ministry? By being there. By giving a friendly face that will bring cheer to that person's life. How do we go to war? Big question. We've got a big enemy who comes to steal, destroy and kill. How can we combat that? It says in the second part of John 10, verse 10. He comes to restore what's been stolen, killed and destroyed. Well, who comes to restore? It says it in the Bible. He comes to kill. God comes to restore what has been stolen and what has been destroyed and what has been killed. So us as Christians, we just have to be there to direct them to Jesus. Because Jesus comes to give us a satisfying life. And he can give that to those who are broken, can he not? Yeah. If he gave it to us, is it just for us? Have we heard the call to war? What is our calling to war? Do you guys know? You guys can't answer. I'm not just asking questions for you guys. You guys can't answer. Have we heard the calling to war? Pardon? Yeah. But yeah. Well, exactly. It says in, well, there's a call to war in Matthew 28 where it says, therefore, this is Jesus saying to his disciples, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Holy Spirit, and the Son of the Son, to baptize them in the name of God and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Exactly. It's our great calling. What is disciples? Do we know? Anyone? Dad? What's disciples? A follower. A disciple is someone who walks close behind you. They used to say in the rabbi, old rabbi phrase, may you be covered in the dust of your rabbi. Which is pretty much, you're so close, you're learning so much from them that you'll end up being like them, covered by them. The Salvation Army is evidence enough. The name of it is evidence enough. It is an army of salvation. Even our great general from a few generals back, General John Gowans, had a mission statement, save souls, grow saints. And do you guys know what the last one is?
Serve.
So save souls, grow saints, and serve suffering humanity. And he said in following that, when he wrote his speech to come in to be an officer, general, because it was his commission, when he was commissioner here, that was his mission statement for here. So he copied that when he went into to be a general. And he said in that speech following, if the Salvation Army fails to do at least one of those things, if we fail to save souls, or even grow saints, or even serve suffering humanity, the Salvation Army will cease to exist as the Salvation Army. Strong words. Don't you think? It's a strong challenge. I find that a challenge. What if we're not good enough to do that? I felt that sometimes. I was nervous as anything when Dad came into my room one morning and said, oh, I hear Woden is looking for youth ministries work. I'm like, oh, that's cool. You should throw your hat in. I'm like, okay. Exactly. He will not get you to do something. I was nervous taking up that role. God called someone in the Old Testament, in Judges, called Gideon. Back then, Israelites were taken over by the Midianites. These guys are huge. They're like the Queenslanders, forward pack. They're huge. They're scary. And God found Gideon hiding behind a tree, farming, tending to his farm. Nowadays, he'd probably be playing Farmville, but back then, iPhones and iPads and all these awesome technology was not around there. So he's tending his farm on the side of a hill under a tree, not out in the open where farms can grow, because if he did that, the Midianites would just come in, take their crop, destroy the land, and leave. So he was hiding. Israelites were scared. So God comes down to Gideon and says, I've called you to be a strong and mighty warrior. You will lead the Israelites to victory. What do you guys know what Gideon said to that? No, I'm weak. My army is small. I can't take these guys. These guys are huge. My guys are like New South Wales. I love New South Wales, but compared to the Maroons, these guys, my Israelites are like New South Wales. These guys are huge. And again, God said, no, I've called you to lead Israel out. What did Gideon say after that? Nah, I told you, my guys are small. My guys are small. It's like Canberra Raider taking on the Rabbitohs. My guys are small. They've got Sam Burgess. They're huge. No, I told you. God's like, no. Three times God said to him, I have called you. I am going to go with you. You will lead Israel to victory. So as Dale said, God will not bring you to a ministry, whether it may be street ministry, or even talking to the slow cashier at Woolworths. That is a ministry, and your response to that slow person, if you respond to them in a loving way, that is ministry, instead of getting frustrated, but, oh, hurry up! Just the way you respond to everyday people, that is a ministry. There's times, and my dad can say, for example, he could give you many times where I get frustrated at slow people. But the way you respond, the way I respond, the way you guys respond can be your ministry. Give me a second. So what next? What do we need to go to battle? Joe lovely read earlier, to take on the full armor of God. Why? Yep. Be like walking up to a battle with guys with swords, and you're just standing there going, I'm not going to last long. So what is in the armor? We've got... We've got a quick example, quick run through. We've got the belt of truth. Because the belt of truth is a powerful thing. The enemy will tell us lies to bring us down. So the belt of truth will protect us from that. We've got the breastplate of righteousness. So the breastplate will help keep us righteous. We've just got a cover for the front. What about our back? Get on to that later. We've got the shield of... We've got the shoes of peace. So that as we're walking, we'll be walking in peace. We'll have peace to stand on. And we've got the shield of faith, as someone said earlier. So faith will be our shield to defend us when we've got the arrows from the enemy coming to bring us down. So the lies of the enemy bringing us down, we'll have faith to keep us moving forward. Faith on the promise of God. And we've got the helmet of salvation. And to add to this, I've got a video that Alvin will play, a quick video hopefully, of King Theoden and the Riders of Rohan putting on their armour before massive battle against strong odds.
Every villager able to wield a sword has been sent to the armory. My lord. How am I gambling? You are our king, sire. And you trust your king. Your men, my lord, will follow you to whatever end.
So we've got the armour on, or we know about the armour. Are we forgetting about anything? What else do we need to go to the battle? Swords. Jake, can you bring them out? We need the sword. Because as you will see here soon, swords are different. Swords are different tools. Swords can be used to attack. They can also be used to defend. two different types of swords. Got the everyday sword. People will use light to block, to attack, for the everyday people to use. Right? You guys agree? Normal sword. Then you have the king's sword that they use. Big sword for them to rally behind. The king in those days, to rally his troops, he would let up a massive battle cry, lifting up his swords. What usually happens after that? They charge. But as he yells out, yelling out, rest of his army, what about, they get filled with so much confidence that they lift up their swords and like, we can do this. Yeah, let's do it. So it helps rally the troops. But also, what does a king do to reward someone? To knight them. So it's to bless them. So a sword can be used for many things, not just to kill, but to defend. It's never just a sword. It's something that people can rally behind. So now that we've got the armor, and now that we've got the sword, now that we've got the armor and sword, what then? What now? Any ideas? Well, we've got the flag to rally behind. But what do we do with our armor and sword? Thank you, Vanessa. We go to battle. We go forth. Where do we go to battle? Schools. We've got beautiful schools ministry. We've got awesome kids programs. We've got awesome youth group programs, don't we, guys? Thank you. Yeah, all right. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you. We've also got... Yeah, we've got the Agents of Truth who help out with the junior soldiers. We've got Kev and others who do street ministry. We've got the SAES guys who go out to help those who are trying to rescue the SES guys. So we've got guys who are there in the battlefront. We even got the CRS, who do a great job, don't they, Dale? We've got great ministry. So let's go to battle. What happens if we don't go to battle? Thank you. Thank you. The world will get darker if we don't go to battle. So let's take up our armor. Let's take up our swords. Let's go to battle. Our last clip. So, not for the middle, for last one. Yeah, last one. A mighty battle cry can rally the troops. But not only that, a mighty battle cry can also stun the enemy. Whether it may be through worship or being just a cheery face to someone who needs one. Anything that you do for God, any battle cry, any forward movement. Because as I said earlier, the breastplate is only on the front. Does not protect the back, which means we need to keep moving forward. So during the next song, the reflection song, which we will all listen to, I would like us to think, where is our battle? Where can we let out a mighty battle cry? Where can we be that cheery face? Thank you.